David Batty for The Guardian. I'm talking to Luke Harding, who's in Zawiya, where yesterday rebel forces seized the city. Luke, what's the situation there today?
The situation is pretty tense. I've been there this morning, and there were really exuberant scenes as rebel fighters and locals were basically converging on the main square, which has been the sort of battlefield between the rebels and government forces. And they were tooting their horns, they were firing their Kalashnikovs into the air, and whooping and shouting and embracing each other. I mean, the main square was a scene of utter devastation. The hotel where a lot of Gaddafi troops had been fighting was completely smashed up. I found missiles on the floor, team mortar cases. And every building in the square had been hit, including two by I know jets on Friday, who were basically targeting Gaddafi snipers who'd been repulsing opposition attacks. It was a pretty euphoric scene, although I saw the body of one African mercenary fighting with Gaddafi's forces lying under a blanket with his sort of spindly legs sticking out in the main square under the shade of a palm tree. He'd just sort of been left behind in the firefight. But what happened today was just before 11 a.m., while all this kind of partying was going on, there was an enormous thunderclap, and basically it was the first of about seven mortars fired by Gaddafi troops who were now encamped just on the edge of the city, which came thudding into the square. And everybody, myself included, just ran for cover. I mean, I ducked into a door, the people got into their car and raced off, and there was a sort of ghastly silence, really, for about 3 or 4 minutes. A succession of kind of whooping mortars came in. One hit a building on the western edge of the square. And basically, I kind of ran with a rebel fighter out of there, and everyone did the same. And I think really what this shows is that the battle, like, is far from over. It's clear that the rebels have a series of stunning advances over the past week. Essentially, since last weekend, they've taken a string of coastal towns on the west of Libya, including Sabratha, where I was 2 days ago, a kind of ancient Roman city, and on the east. But it would be absolutely premature to say that this war is over. It's not over. Gaddafi government troops are still fighting. People are still dying. Civilians are still being killed and being injured. You know, the regime isn't giving up. So, you know, anyone who says that it's going to be over soon, I think is wrong. But I do think, on the other hand, that the momentum is clearly with the rebels. I mean, they were jubilant this morning. They've taken this is a major city. There was an uprising in Zawiya in February, which was crushed, and now they've got the city back again. And the residents I spoke to were very happy. They said they were delighted to have their city back, and said they've been under siege for the past 3 months, and the place could be rebuilt.
And have you spoken to any of the rebel fighters? Do you get a sense of what their next move is?
Well, I mean, they're, what's interesting is that they're fought, disciplined, and you know, organised than they were, I think, a few months ago. So they're pretty kind of cagey about exactly what they're going to do operationally. But you know, it's clear that their goal is to Tripoli. I mean, they've got the way. I mean, the centre is not safe. They've recaptured the hospital, which government troops were using as a sort of pivotal point. And from there, really, it's Greater Tripoli, which is just 30 miles away. But I think if you look at a map of Libya, what you realise is that, you know, Gaddafi's empire is sort of shrinking. Basically, he has got cities which still support him, but they're kind of besieged enclaves. One in the south, a couple in the west, one in the east, and basically in Tripoli. And the other thing, of course, is NATO air support. One rebel I talked to this week said that, you know, for NATO they would still be fighting, and that's absolutely true, because NATO is striking, and this is facilitating the rebels' advance. So with this kind of fantastic advantage of air power, they are making gains. But how long it will take to get to Tripoli, and what the price will be, we don't know at this stage. But it's been the rebels.
Luke.
Is that right, David?